President Trump, expecting to be cleared by the White House doctor, wants to get back out campaigning in person.
After the White House physician released a memo saying the president could return to public engagements on Saturday, President Trump said on Hannity that treatment he received for COVID-19 is making it possible.
It's a whole new day.
He said his team is working to schedule last-minute weekend rallies in Florida and Pennsylvania.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Nobel Peace Prize goes to the United Nations World Food Program.
The agency praised for its efforts to combat hunger, particularly in conflict zones and during the coronavirus outbreak. The program's director, former South Carolina Governor David Beasley, says the award is deeply humbling.
Fox's Simon Owen. The Justice Department is suing Yale University, accusing the school of discriminating against white and Asian students in the admissions process. Yale's president says their admissions practices are completely fair and lawful. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
So I'm looking at the radar now from Louisiana of Hurricane Delta as it approaches the coast. Unfortunately, the Lake Charles radar was taken out 5 weeks ago by Hurricane Laura, so it's still broken. But fortunately, they got the Fort Polk radar working again, and we're seeing the eye now about 140 miles south of the coast, moving north at 12 miles per hour. It'll make landfall later on today. Delta is such a large hurricane, everybody goes, well, it won't affect us, will it? Actually, it will. Several hundred miles from the storm, we will have some effects here in Alabama as well. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, becoming more numerous later on this afternoon and into this evening and tonight. Breezy today, high 83. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer rain bands around Delta. They look pretty impressive. Check out my morning video this morning. There's some really, really good information. It's going to be windy tomorrow with winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour, maybe a little higher. Threat for a few tropical tornadoes. Yeah, sure, that's why I'll be here tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening where I think the best chance will be. High temperature in the low 80s tomorrow, low 80s on Sunday as well. Risk of some more leftover downpours from Delta on Sunday before that clears out. And then beautiful weather comes in on Columbus Day Monday. Oh, boy, Columbus Day. You got the tree up yet? The Columbus Day tree, yeah.
No, I'm not going to say what I'm about to say.
And nice weather Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Beautiful after Delta is done. Are we done with hurricanes? I hope so, but I'm not sure yet. Delta will be the first Greek-named hurricane to ever make landfall. So it's we've gone through the list twice, but we never had a landfalling hurricane here in the United States that had a Greek name. Right now this morning, it's 75 degrees, a few showers in the area, but dry here at the station, cloudy skies, 904.
So is it going to rain tomorrow?
Yeah.
I love doing that. It's like Facebook or Twitter comment.
No, it's the anchors when we used to go to the news desk. You talk about rain for 4 minutes and you're going, so how about it? A nice weekend coming up?
Yeah. Because they're getting their notes together. They're thinking about what the next segment is.
I don't care about the weather. I don't have to do anything during the weather.
No, I love it. You'll put a comment on whatever social media site and you'll answer several people in other comments and a new person jumps in.
Is it going to rain tomorrow?
Yeah, or the other thing is, I just do 6 posts about here's the winds tomorrow, here's how much rainfall is expected, here's the timing of it, and then somebody will say, I'm in Wing, Alabama. Can you tell me how it might affect us? Specifically.
Right.
You know, I'm my town.
You know, I love your app, and because there's some stuff, and I love our audience, I love the people. But there's sometimes when, how's it going to affect Joey's address? I pull up the Rich Thomas Weather app. Right. I look at the radar.
You could put your little dot on there. That is your house.
You can look at it that way. You can go down the neighborhood label. Yeah.
You can even check wind patterns and speeds. Check
hour by hour temperatures.
It's amazing.
And wind speeds. And
I do like playing around with the radar, changing the different overlays, essentially.
You can bring in clouds. You can bring in lightning. You can bring in different kinds of layers.
Fun.
And you can't argue with the price that we charge for the app.
Yeah, free.
It's free.
Free.
Go ahead and just go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so right. You're gonna have a relaxed weekend.
Oh yeah. Me and the dog will be down one layer below you here.
Well, I figure you'll be downstairs a lot this weekend.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck.
Guys, have a good one.
You too, Rich.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. News and Views begins officially here in mere moments.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 142,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. More than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say just under 2,500 people have died. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Thursday morning. Police say a 19-year-old man was shot and killed in the 3,000 block of Kelly Circle around 4:30 Thursday morning. Right now, no arrests have been made. And Andalusia police are looking for a domestic violence suspect. Authorities say Nicholas Shane Connor is wanted on strangulation and kidnapping charges. Police say Connor has family in Montgomery and has lived in Center. If you know where he is right now, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bon dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's BABBEL.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
my life.
Good morning and welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. In the studio with me, Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
I like your shirt, Jacko. But don't say it.
Jacko.
I don't want to give him promotion, but I know what it is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's awesome.
These are the kind of things you can do.
Jerseys? You're wearing a hockey jersey.
It's a hockey jersey.
You think I would look good in a hockey jersey?
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude.
Anyway, 272-9228. No accounting for taste. 272-9228. It's Friday, so there's a lot that we could get to, obviously, folks. Joe Biden still won't answer the question, will you pack the court? Nancy Pelosi continues to threaten, I think, with Representative Raskins, one of the most miserable people up there in Congress, though. And that's saying a lot. There are a lot of miserable people in Washington, D.C. I mean, why do you think they are always devoted to the maintenance and maintaining of power? Because their own, when they go home and they finally put their feet up, you know what, Eddie? They never go to Jamaica.
Oh, no doubt about that.
I just wonder, some of these workaholics, and I am one, I admit it. Like, last time I actually took a break, I wasn't happy. It took me a few days to ease into it, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
It was my brother's wedding, and I just sometimes wonder, some of these folks up in D.C., do they ever put their feet up, really?
Wait a minute, your brother's wedding, didn't you wear a dress and run in shoes at that time?
No, that was bachelor party week-long weekend.
All right.
Well, yeah, it was the red dress run in New Orleans.
I thought it was a great deal for you.
Yeah,
you look good in a dress.
No accounting for taste. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. A lot we can get to. Great op-ed here by Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson, in the Wall Street Journal today. An American coup attempt. Mm-hmm. Time may be running out to expose the effort to overthrow Trump, which began before his election. Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to Betsy. Hey, Betsy.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I'm hoping to be able to change the subject for just a moment.
It's Friday. You can go wherever you want.
Honey.
Well, I'd like to talk about the proposed tax increase, property tax increase to support Montgomery County Schools.
Okay.
I would just ask that the voters demand the Montgomery County Public Schools to provide an accounting of all the money that they've had to date. You know, there have been several scandals of embezzlement and other misappropriation of funds there. And before we give them more money, I think we need an accounting of the money that they've already gotten and how it's been used. That's number one. Number two, I'd like to know who is paying for the commercials that are running on TV asking the public to vote for this property tax increase. It says that it's for people or by committee, but I wonder how many of our tax dollars are going to pay for the advertisements to support this county tax increase.
That's a good
and
question.
Thirdly,
yes.
Yeah, somebody's paying for it, and I bet it's part of our tax dollars that are paying for it.
Sure.
And then thirdly is, you know, the schools are so bad in Montgomery. They have such a horrific track record in terms of quality education that many people in the county have turned to private schools out of their own pocket. So they're paying for private school costs, and it's not cheap,
right,
as well as paying property taxes. So you're paying twice for your kids' education, and it just doesn't seem fair. So I would encourage the voters of Montgomery County to vote no on this tax increase until we get an accounting of all the funds they've received thus far. Number two, we find out who's paying for the advertisements. And number three, we get some guaranteed increase in quality. So those of the citizens who've resorted to private schools in order to provide a safe and quality education for their children aren't paying double.
Okay. And actually, you can find it if you search far and wide on YouTube. Arthur Watts, the chief financial officer who we've had on the show, I found a video on YouTube. It's dull. I think Arthur does a great job, but they're essentially breaking down all of the finances, how the school receives money, and he's going over that. And he has, I just want to be fair here, he has implemented a lot of reforms after that audit from the examiners, and he, for instance, each school had its own bank. He got rid of that system. He centralized it all, so it's easier to keep track of the money. A few of the people that were caught, in particular, former vice principal of Jeff Davis, He was held. He pled guilty to wire fraud, $300,000. So they're cleaning up some, and I just want to give credit where it's due to Arthur Watts and the work he's trying to do there. As far as the other questions you have, I think they're both very good questions, especially, and I asked the superintendent this last week, you know, when you have somebody who made the choice to actively leave the public school system because of the poor performance, and by actively leaving, they don't move. A lot of people make that choice, though. They go to Wetumpka, they go to Millbrook, they go to Prattville, or they go to Pike Road. And but what about the people who stayed, who not only are paying extra tuition, but think about all the cost of transportation and feeding your kid and all that stuff that's built into the public school. And I think that's the hardest person to sell on raising the property taxes when they've already made the choice, hey, I'm not sending my kids there.
Right.
So.
Right. And as far as the accounting and the cleanup, my question is, has all of the misappropriated funds been replaced? Seems to me that those funds need to be replaced prior to raising taxes and asking for additional funds.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know, but that's a very fair question.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Betsy.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning. Getting ready for a rainy weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised this morning. I got up and I pulled up the high school football scores on AL.com. And good grief, I didn't realize everybody already played their games last night. I was going to go to the Prattville game, but they already played it. Oh, well. Yeah. It looked like everybody, they played all the games last night. So that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Good strategy.
Yeah. Yep.
Two things real quick on the your first caller there. I moved to Montgomery on the 1st of January in 1984. The next day, turned my radio on and picked up Don Markwell. And he was talking about school problems. And that has never stopped since I moved here.
Has it been the same kind?
Old song and dance.
Has it been the same kind of problems, Jim?
Yeah, just what, you know, how bad the schools are. What are they doing with the money they get? You know, it's same old stuff. It never changes. You know, they keep trying and keep trying. They try this, they try that. They get these crooked superintendents in here. You know, they had one of them that had about run out of town. I mean, it's just never ending. And I don't know what they're going to do about it.
You know, I went to a few school board meetings when I was working for a campaign. Right when I was still in college, I made the trek down from Auburn often. And, yeah, I went to a few of those meetings, and something, a switch flipped in my head where I'm like, why the hell am I doing this? Yeah. I don't have kids, and this is so darn frustrating. And I know we're supposed to care about the community and all this stuff. But the way it either gets bogged down in process and process and process, or it's just uninspiring. In fact, you know, if you're going to raise taxes, go for it. You know, 30-something million dollars. I guess they're going to leverage this, in all fairness, into a bond for maintenance and infrastructure, which, again, when you're getting... do people only, you know, do maintenance when they get more local funds? You can't have any state funding?
Well, as a product of Montgomery City Schools for several years, the biggest thing we got to maintenance, close to maintenance, was every once in a while they would redo the floors, the hardwood floors. Every once in a while they'd work on an AC unit that was a window unit. But most of those schools, man, they were built back in the 40s and 50s. At what point do we say maintenance is no longer an option, we need to rebuild? Because it's like having an old car that you drive every day that's a piece of crap. You're constantly having to duct tape it.
And as I see this issue and this vote before us upcoming in November on the ad valorem increase, that's such a fancy name, tax increase, I kind of step back and I think about, okay, yeah, the argument is people aren't as privileged, or I went to Catholic school, as blessed as I was to be able to go to private school and Catholic education my entire academic career, well, other than college. And I heard the superintendent say last week on this show, I believe, well, some kids don't have a choice. And where my heart is give them a choice.
There you go.
Give them a choice. I'm tired of saying they don't have any choice, and let's make the one option they're forced into better. Right. How about we give them a choice?
What's the better option there? Give them a choice or force them?
Well, one of the main problems is spelled A-E-A.
That's I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, but and one more thing. Yesterday afternoon, well, I saw the clip from yesterday afternoon with Sleepy Joe and his angry running mate in a hangar or a garage, somebody speaking, and they were asking him about the packing the court.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe goes, well, I'm not going to tell y'all that.
Right. That's his reply.
He said, if I tell y'all that, y'all going to put it on the news. It'll be all over everything. yeah, Joe, that's called reporting the news.
Wait, are you talking about this, Jim?
You'll know my opinion of court packing when the election is over. Now, look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking it. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that. Other than focusing on what's happening now.
That's so dumb.
Well,
because now the headline is him not answering the question, and he's obviously going to pack the court.
Yeah, but when you
did you just hear what he said? Other than what's happening now, that is what's happening now, Joe. It's an election. We're trying to find out what you're going to do. What a moron!
What were you saying, Ed?
Well, I mean, if you go to get married, okay, mm-hmm. and you have your wedding vows, what if in the middle of the vows, either party says, "I'll let you know after we get married if I'll really." Stick by those vows.
It's called a prenup, Eddie. Can we get a prenup with Biden?
That's not a bad idea.
If you pack the court, then you don't get to be president
Joey's
anymore.
Joey's got $1 million idea for presidency.
We need presidential prenups.
I mean, he said, if I say it's going to be... Well, you know what? If Donald Trump says something, it's all over everything in about 30 seconds.
Well, it's the press. That's what he's supposed to be.
Well, that's why I'm starting to call Joe not Sleepy Joe or Creepy Joe, but Uncle Joe, because this isn't the first time the American corporate press has covered for an Uncle Joe.
It makes no sense.
That's just unbelievable.
Now, what if Trump came out today and said, hey, guess what? I'm going to beat him to the punch. I'm going to pack the court.
Well, and apparently Trump came out today, and we're going to get to all this. You know, the moderator for the debate commission wanted to make virtual, and Trump said, I'm not doing that. I'm doing a debate behind a stupid computer. I bet you Trump would do it over the phone before he ever did it over Zoom. It's like, Sean, you know, I love watching your show and talking on the phone with you at the same time. But Steve Scully, accidentally, he was supposed to be the moderator for this thing.
Okay.
And it looks like he sent out a tweet that was supposed to be a private message or a direct message. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe Scully's trolling.
Okay.
I doubt it, though. Look at the guy. And he put out a message to Scaramucci. Remember the Mooch?
The Mooch.
Oh, God.
He sent out at Scaramucci, should I respond to Trump? And this is after Trump saying, hey, this guy's a never Trumper.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was supposed to be behind the scenes, hey, you've dealt with Trump. Should I respond to him saying this stuff? It just gets tweeted out for all the world to see. And Trump is saying, I'll do the debate if the moderator is Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, or the great, great Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Hey, I'll tell you who I'd love to see a moderator. Mark Levin.
Ooh.
That'd be a good one.
Oh, God. He's pretty smart, and you won't
even need like a buzzer to say your time's up. Just get him on a rant, and it's like a siren going off.
I might have to buzz him.
It's like, are we testing the tornado warnings today? Like, oh no, it's just Levin on the radio. Love that guy though. Yeah. When he gets going, he's fantastic.
He could debate somebody. I'd hate to have to debate him. You would just walk off and go home.
Mm-hmm.
But what has happened in the last, if you see what's happening the last couple of days, Kamala Harris's pathetic performance in the debate, and then Joe going out the next day and trying to cover for, and just, I said,
well,
good
the fact
grief.
That they're focused so much on the fly, it's not bad strategy because the fly did win the internet. But the fact that that's what Biden's focused so much on and not, well, they're also trying to focus on the Kamala Harris. Like look Like, mm-mm, honey, mm-mm. And people are sharing, oh, every kid knows that look. Yes. I'm like, wait, here's the deal. Again, I'm essentially a 32-year-old bachelor. That look only works if I'm married to you or you're my mom.
There's the killer right there.
And that's why it didn't work on Pence. You're not married to him, Kamala, and he's not your kid.
No.
That looks actually kind of sad when you try to give it to somebody who's not a relation.
But every person out there, especially guys, we've seen that look.
Oh,
we know that woman.
Yeah, and it's really effective if it's a family member.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, I'm telling you, we know that woman.
I was expecting her to break out with Think by Aretha Franklin. You better think.
Actually, that would have been better.
Been a good moment,
that would have been better than I'm speaking, sir.
Oh, God.
I'm speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody
anyway,
that's going to be a new hashtag. Is I'm speaking.
I appreciate it, Jim.
Hey, take care.
Hey, y'all stay dry.
Yeah, man.
We'll try. 272-9228, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all are waiting too long. Don't wait till the last minute to get Christmas gifts. And there are people like Eddie here, hard to buy for. I mean, either you get the guy a donut box or gift certificate, maybe some beer. He loves those, especially 40-ouncers.
Yeah.
But you don't want to go with that. Sometimes you want to do a special thing. Why not a great home video? Say, a fun times with Eddie in Jamaica. And he can remember 10 years ago when he first went and fell in love with the place. Or maybe it's a grandparent or a great aunt or uncle. That are really tough to buy for. Dan Black Studios is the place to go to take those old videotapes, transfer them to a DVD or digital file so it's easy to share, you preserve the memory, and together on Christmas Day, you can reminisce with one another. And I think it's a great gift idea.
It's really a great gift.
And right now, Dan Black Studios is giving you 50% off on all those videotape, VHS, Betamax, little camcorder tape transfers to DVD or digital files. So take advantage of that, folks. They also do other transfers. You know, you can do reel-to-reel. I think they do the little slides. I mean, they can do old tape audio cassettes. They can take those CDs that you've collected over the years, put it on a thumb drive that can go with your computer, be compatible with that new car stereo. A lot of new car stereos don't have tape decks. Shocking, I know.
That's right. But I love
don't
the
have
idea.
CD players.
Right. I can take in my CDs.
Right.
Walk away with a thumb drive.
Right. And the fact that's just, it's very convenient for you. So Dan Black Studios is the place to go, folks. Take advantage of that 50% off. It's a great idea for Christmas. 279-6036, 279-6036, or go to danblackstudios.net. Whether you stop by or give them a call, be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. Soldier Boy, hold your position.
Whee!
Quick break, and we'll come right back to you, good sir.
To my grave. Running, hiding, losing, crying. Nothing. But my life.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. DeVos Landscapes will limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DeVosLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. DeVos Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DeVosLandscapes.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Last night I had a dream that the world...
Now, do you think... Actually, you know, I just feel like... Eddie, you know how sometimes I have the urge when we're walking through the woods, you know, mm-hmm. we're hiking?
Yeah.
Just good old, you know, two dudes hiking in the woods.
Right.
And you see a bear trap.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the uncanny, you know, like, no, the void. It's like the call of the void. Like, you're on a big high cliff, and you're not going to jump. You're not suicidal or anything. You're like, man, what would it be like to jump?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's how I kind of feel sometimes when I see that bear trap. And I'm like, what would it be like to just stick your foot in that bear trap? Yeah, this is one of those moments.
Okay.
I'll put it this way. There are all these enlightened, talented, brilliant, beautiful women.
Oh, yeah.
Who are saying that Mike Pence mansplained to Mamala.
Really?
Yeah. And I just have to correct you, ladies, not to mansplain myself. But Pence did not mansplain. Hmm. Pence had a good debate. If anything, Donald Trump mansplained to Biden in the first debate. All right? That's mansplaining. If the term means anything at all, it would be the first debate, not the second one. Goodness. 272-9228. Soldier Boy.
What's up, boy?
Hey, Eddie, you got small hands, and Joe, you got low energy.
That's a pretty big mitts, man.
Well, I'm in a good mood now after that sweetness.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, that music, man, I thought it was the 70 Porns intro music, man. Wow.
You don't like the Staple Singers?
Well, it brought back bad memories.
Really?
Oh,
what happened
with
the Staple Singers going on in the background? I don't know.
Well, let me get back to where I'm going to stay focused today.
Okay.
That lady made an interesting comment about the school taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, let's go back a couple years. I remember we had a grade-changing scandal.
Yep.
And they had one up in Atlanta. And guess what? Those Atlanta people got held accountable. A couple of them went to federal jail.
Yes, they did.
Not one got here. All the ones down here that did all that were laterally moved to other schools. They must think we're pretty stupid playing the shell game, three-card Monty, on the sidewalks of Las Vegas, Montgomery.
So who's got the better union, Montgomery or Atlanta?
Well, here's the problem. Here they want more money. Who does that sound like? That's a Democrat trying to – it's got a scar, it's got an injury, and the best Band-Aid is to put more money on it. That's the answer to everything.
Oh, sure. Well, and I hope you heard when I was talking with the superintendent, Soldier Boy, that I've started to read over the city's strategic plan. I mean, they're touting it. First one since 1963.
Mm-hmm.
A citywide plan, and I have to admit there's some good ideas in there. I don't mind.
Good ideas.
Yeah, I don't mind, well, like, mixed-use land usage, like where there's walkability and you have homes
Eddie,
and shops.
Eddie, Joey, I'm talking.
But the first thing in this plan that they absolutely must have, everybody's saying we need to do this, whether it's big people who are developing things or it's the everyday person out there in Montgomery, they're like, we need to fund the schools better.
Well, here's the thing is, here's the answer. First of all, it's like anything. You have to be a good steward of the taxpayers' money, okay?
Sure.
And there was a scandal, wasn't I correct, Eddie? Some of those people had got, what, went to strip bars with the money?
Yes, they did.
That was Chauncey. He was just living his best life, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, me and Eddie and Joey didn't get an invite to that one, I guess. And it would have been on the school taxpayers' money, and since I paid property tax, that would have been my money being tipped.
If you're going to steal from the government and from the children, at least have fun.
Yeah.
Well, and it's so blatant, but every time a scandal hits, they try to just not talk about it and hope it goes away. That's their plan. They'll never come out on your show. And who's the spokesperson for the Montgomery school system?
Oh, wait, Soldier Boy, we've had Arthur Watts on, the chief financial officer of the school. Last week we had the superintendent on.
Next. Tom is the speaker for this.
Wait, why would you? Tom's a nice guy, but why would you want to talk to the PR person as opposed to the superintendent and the person running the money?
The PR is the one that keeps putting that cheap paint out there and trying to paint these rosy pictures and everything, trying to get everybody to believe what's going on. And who gives him the marching orders?
Well, then that's who we need to talk to, not the PR guy.
We have.
And
okay. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, I can come on the show, Joey, and be the nicest person in the world,
sure.
Okay?
Impossible.
But then again, I can, behind the scenes, it's like the Wizard of Oz, you know, I'm pulling the levers and everything, and everything's not kosher in the back. I'm not Jewish either, Joey, but it's not kosher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at it. Eddie made a good point. I've been here close to 30 years in Montgomery, and I look at the schools, and I was ashamed when my friends and family come down there, and they look at them. All the units have out. They don't even have central heat and air.
Nope.
That's embarrassing. So, and they asked me, what are they doing with their money? Because, you know, you'd figure this is typical, I hate to say it, Democrats controlling decades of the school system, and they turn around. We should have at least every 10 years, every decade, a new school. Shouldn't we, Eddie?
I agree.
Okay.
Especially if we want to attract more and better educated people to Montgomery.
Well, who was it, that one company that worked for Hyundai out there said they didn't want to come down because of the school system?
There's been quite a few.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so we lose that too. But you know what? I understand you need more money. But until you can prove me you're good stewards of the money, and you've got a bad track record, I'm like a judge. What do I do when you commit a crime? What does he look at your rap sheet, does he not?
Yep.
He or she?
Yeah, are you Catholic?
What's the best predictor? Yes, I am.
Know how penance works.
Yeah, well, I've slid out of that.
And it sounds
I'm a practicing Methodist right now.
Haven't we all? You're just on a prodigal streak. Yeah,
I can't handle my liberal Pope thinking capitalism.
You'll
bad.
Come home one day
don't
and
start me on that one.
Your dad will slaughter the fatty calf and it'll work.
No. Oh, man, trust me, man. My knees are worn out, man. I can't handle anymore.
Well, I'll just say, Soldier Boy, you can find the days. I'll find the dates, and we're probably going to have somebody else on again. Number one, don't see it as my job to invite on Arthur Watts, Superintendent, like Mike Pence talking over you. And it's not my role to play gotcha with them. It's, I think, let them
put
their lives and let them make their case, and then we can talk about it how we are right now.
But do you not agree with me,
Joey? Yes.
Until you're good, Until you're a good steward of money, why should I even give you a penny more?
Yes, and that's the baffling to me, is that, wait, all this money has been going into this system for this many years. Now, I admit the most of the funding is not from the local. We are at the minimum of 10 mills.
Right.
But the idea that you're getting this massive budget, it's all going to teachers, it's all going to, you know, other things,
yeah,
other educational programs. It just, I do wonder, when you look at the size of the budget, how did all this maintenance get deferred? How do these things continue to happen?
Well, what's the greatest predictor of future events is past, right?
Yeah, usually.
It's usually a pretty good trendsetter. And I just can't, I'm not going to vote for them to have more money. No. No. And well, you know what? Remember Mayor Todd Strange, who said, so goes education, so goes Montgomery?
Mm-hmm.
That's a true statement to me.
Yes. Well, it's funny, is like, the things you're laying down are the arguments they're making on behalf of increasing the tax.
Oh, I understand that. But let's go back and look where my money's been. It didn't go into building new schools every decade. Where'd the money go? Because if you look, right, a majority of these schools in the Montgomery County school system, okay, were built around the same in the same decade. So where's the new one since then? We should be building a new one or tearing down one every 10 years and replacing it.
Off the top what of happened head, to what, the money? Carver's a new one, right?
Relatively.
Relatively.
We did tear
over
one
budget
down, though, on Atlanta
Highway.
Yeah,
that was a great
one. Tore down head school.
Right.
Yeah, that was over budget, too, Davis. That was a great story, wasn't it? Well, look at Lanier. Lanier used to be one of the prettiest.
Right.
It
is a beautiful building, yeah.
It is.
It is.
And I look at it now.
But just because it's an old, beautiful building doesn't mean it's a suitable place for a modern-day education.
Look at LAMP. My ex-stepdaughter graduated from LAMP.
Right.
Remember LAMP was over there? That shows you it's not the building that makes education good. It's the teachers there and the kids and the parents that back them up. Because every time we went into a PTA meeting in there, it was ironic. We had blacks, whites, Asians, straights, gays, whatever, Hispanics. They all had one thing in common. They wanted the best education for their child.
Right, but some of the, what I'm saying
but
is
you can't do
the,
that in Montgomery County school system any place
well,
else
also,
other than a LAMP.
With LAMP, it is, I think, a special exception because they can test people out. They
right
can essentially say, hey, you didn't test well enough to get into this school. So they
yeah,
are
but look
selecting
at LAMP. The floors were falling apart. They almost put
yes,
my foot through a hardwood floor.
And I hear you loud and clear, and this is often something that I kind of look at and go, like, it always seems too complicated to me. And again, I say this with the caveat of I'm not a parent myself, but you look
right
at, like, old, like, I heard this point last night. I was watching an interview with David McCullough, you know, the historian who wrote the John Adams series. He's written a lot of different books. And he's talking about the kids coming into his classes for history. They're history majors, know very little out of high school. And also, if you look at their letters, how they write essays, and you compare that to people who did not go to college, say, in the early 1900s, who only had a high school education, what has happened to our grade school, middle school, and high school education? What the hell has happened? Because it used to be in this country that you would have incredible, incredible results from it. And incredible command of language and understanding of our history and our values as a country. And I'm not just talking about Montgomery Public Schools at this point. It's generally a trend in public education. And I know there are exceptions, obviously, but it's very frustrating. But Soldier Boy, you've kicked a hornet's nest here. We got a bunch of calls. I got to run.
Yeah,
I'm speaking, sir. Thank you. Billy, welcome.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, how you doing, Billy?
I'm great. Try to listen every morning. I don't know if anybody has touched on this or not, but let's say I'm reading an example. Kids in private school, this is not the right figure. It's just an example. So there's 10,000 kids in Montgomery County. Okay, say half of them in private school, the other half are in public school. The mamas and daddies pay every kind of city, county, state, and federal tax there is, buy business licenses, pay payroll taxes. They pay everything. And their kids in private school, they're paying to send their kids to private school. They're paying in two places. Now, all these other people take tax money from these people, but they never spend a penny on the kids in school because they're in private school. Where's that money?
Right.
They collect thousands upon thousands of dollars in taxes, but they never spend a penny on the kids that are in private school because they're in private school.
Right, exactly.
Where's that money?
Exactly. Now, and I asked the superintendent straight up. That is the person who I think would be the hardest to convince. Now, some are very civic-minded. I want to help the community in general. That's the argument she gave. But there are a lot of folks who consciously made the choice, I'm not sending my kids to public school.
I would want them.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't. And they're paying the superintendent, ridiculous amounts of money.
$250.
And evidently they're not doing the job because public education is getting worse and worse as time goes on. So.
Well, this new crop of folks running things, they are new. And they are the ones who had to pick up the pieces after being an intervention. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because I think Arthur Watts in particular did a very good job. I thought the superintendent had very good answers to many tough questions. But the big ones like you've raised with people who have actively left, there's going to be a lot of folks who have to make a decision on election day on this. And I'm still undecided.
I would vote no. I'm sorry. You were talking. I would vote
yes,
no.
Yes, I'm speaking,
until
sir.
They can hire people that are competent and will not steal.
Right.
You know,
right.
I got to vote no.
I honestly think that's how it's going to go.
Well, Billy, I appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening every morning, and have a good day, sir.
Take care, Billy.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Andy and John D., hold your positions. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036 and ask him about 50% off on those videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file, preserving those old analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this, the first hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by J.B. Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With powerful Hurricane Delta about to make landfall on the Louisiana coast, we're even going to see some effects here in Alabama, hundreds of miles away, especially by tomorrow. But even today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight. Breezy, with a high temperature up to about 83. Tonight's low down to about 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer rain bands of Delta. Windy tomorrow, with wind gusts as high as 30. Threat of a few tropical tornadoes, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with a high in the low 80s tomorrow and Sunday. A risk of a few leftover downpours from Delta on Sunday, but beautiful weather pattern beginning Monday through Wednesday and beyond, with cooler nights and nice days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. We're about to change seasons, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
Amen, Bubba. We have a lot of new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. Everybody likes a little kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces, great sauces for your ribs, your hamburgers, your steaks, whatever. We've got those, but if that's not your thing, we've got some awesome jewelry that's just come into the store. Good looking jewelry. So when you're getting ready for a gift for family, friends, we got those. We've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year.
And of course, this year, tailgating not allowed on the college campuses. Most of the tailgating's got to be done at home. Your at-home tailgating supplies are now available at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
At 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to Andy.
Andy?
Good morning, fellas. Hope y'all doing well this morning.
I am. How are you?
Doing well. You know, I listened to your conversation earlier and listening to everything that was being kicked out about the pandering and for money for this broke school system. You know, and I go back to thinking about a past president, school board president. She told everybody she was a doctor, and she had her doctorate degree, and found out that she didn't. You know, in the city, Soldier Boy asked the question, where the money's at? You know, well, the city owned a home, I think, out in County Downs. She lived there scot-free. How much do you think a house payment is in County Downs?
Well, that's where I grew up, so it's pretty sizable.
They own it outright, so there'd be no payment.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Well, and plus, she had a $600 a month car allowance. Do you get that where you work at today?
No, that really bothers me.
Though we're working on it. Y'all call Rick and say, hey, all your... No, don't do that, actually. Don't do that.
But I agree with that, because I saw the past one and the current one. They have a car allowance. I'm not a big car allowance kind of guy. You got to get to work. I don't care who you are.
You've got parents that are asked to give money every day so that these teachers can afford to even keep the classrooms going. And you got a president telling them what to do, not even having to worry about a car payment. Right. I mean, there's something wrong with that picture. So you got people out there that they're asking, down there being asked to dig a little deeper in their pockets to help this broke school system that hasn't shown any sign of improvement. And you stated just before the break that there's a new group of people in there. They're trying to make changes.
Yes.
Why do you think there's a new group of people in there? Because it's been rotten for probably 30 years.
Right.
And it's not gotten any better, and it's not going to get no better. It's Montgomery, face it, fellas. Write the Montgomery school system off. Write it off. I mean, would you send your kids to any public school in Montgomery right now?
Well,
be honest. Tell me the truth.
Well, it's easy for me to answer. I wouldn't send them to any public school in Montgomery or anywhere else.
Okay. There goes your answer right there. So, I mean, why should I dig any deeper in my pockets to help a bunch of crooks? People, and let's face it, they lied to us for many years. You know, if the story never was public, we never would have known about it. The Gray cheating scandal that happened, your caller before hit it right on the head. You know, those people should have been prosecuted. You know, the University of Alabama fired a coach for using a credit card at a strip club. You know,
Andy, are you a resident in Montgomery County?
I grew up in Montgomery. I went to school in the Montgomery public school system back when it was really good.
Yes, sir. So did my parents. The reason I asked is, are you going to be able to vote on the issue in November?
No, I don't live nowhere near Montgomery. And okay. It breaks my heart when I ride through Montgomery and see these schools, the exact schools that I went to school at. And I'm seeing these young kids pulling up in the cars with their parents and the parents dropping them off, knowing they're walking in these dumps. And that's what they are. They're run-down dumps with Band-Aids on them. And it's just pathetic. So that's a good question the Soldier Boy did ask. Where is the money going? And here's another thing. If they got the gall to ask the citizens of Montgomery for more money, let's give a voucher to those who still live in this city who paid money for their kids to go to private school. Let's get a voucher started for them.
Amen.
I'm all about that.
I'm all for giving more choice to parents and
kids.
Let's
give those people a break, okay? We're tired of the Montgomery public school system. It's a dead horse. Go ahead and shoot it and put it out of its misery. Y'all have a good day.
You too. As far as that maintenance goes, imagine, Joey, if you had a house that was built in 1901.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There is constant maintenance on that because it's that old. And now imagine trying to bring in, you got computer networks. You've got modern AC. All that kind of stuff, that's where a lot of expense gets. That's where sometimes you have to say, I'm moving.
Think
on
about,
to
though,
a new
when
way.
Some of these schools were built, I'd rather, in some cases, have buildings built in the 19-teens and 20s than buildings built in, say, the 70s and 80s.
Sure.
Some of them are much more durable.
Sure.
For instance, Lanier's building. It probably needs some upkeep. It's why they want to issue that bond. But I'd much rather prefer that building to sort of these new modern sort of takes on things.
On some of them, yeah. But if we built one today, not a 70s, 80s, but today.
Today, yeah.
If every 10 years we said, okay, we're building a new school, I don't understand why we don't do it. There's, at some point, just like with prisons, they're finally saying, look, we've got so much that we're having to do just to keep the Band-Aids on the prisons. It's time to build new prisons. Hey, why don't we build new schools first? We won't have to build the prisons. Just a thought.
You're saying there's a school-to-prison pipeline?
There might be a correlation.
There's a pipeline there?
I think there's a correlation there.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Again, folks, this is the first hour of News and Views from 9 till noon, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 50% off.
Yeah.
It's a great idea for Christmas. You can reminisce together on Christmas morning, Christmas Day. 50% off on all those videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file. But you got to tell Dan Black at 279-6036.